This is the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 14th here at Gillette Stadium. Back here for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Paul Perillo joining myself, Andy Hart. Another week, Paul, where we're actually going to change the name of this podcast unofficially to the Injury Report Podcast, because we don't have any transactions to actually speak about as the Patriots prepare to head to Indianapolis for a Sunday night matchup with Andrew Luck and the Colts. I've been trying to dub it Brady Luck 3. Really don't feel like it's caught on.
No luck with that?
I don't really feel like it's caught on anywhere, Paul, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe if Mr. Luck can step up at home after two losses in Foxborough, in which he threw 7 interceptions combined, maybe we'll have a rivalry on our hands. But right now, we have the Patriots, Gronk, and Brady rolling into Indy. The only player who's out for this game, Paul Perillo, according to the hot off the presses injury report, is Chandler Jones with the hip injury. Did not participate all week in practice, and once again it looks like it's going to be an extended period here. Again, we have had reports that it could be anywhere from 4 weeks to the rest of the regular season. So we'll just kind of hang out, hold our breath, wait for him to return to the practice field. Right, Paul?
Sure.
Other injuries in the questionable category, we have 4 players. Dominic Easley, who did not practice on Wednesday but was then limited on Thursday and Friday, is questionable with the knee. You have Nate Ebner and Cameron Fleming. I call them the finger boys. They were limited all week. They are questionable with those darn just won't go away finger injuries. And Ryan Wendell, knee injury, limited all week. He is questionable. Paul Perillo, Dominic Easley is the one that's been a bit of a topic of discussion. Last week during the bye, he was seen apparently dealing with an equipment issue. He talked about that at his locker during the media portion. People sort of assumed he might have missed some practice. He said he finished that practice once the equipment was fixed. But then the Wednesday, when they have an official practice report, he did not practice this week on Wednesday. Back out there Thursday, Friday. Coming off the ACL last September at Florida, was limited in the preseason. We've seen him listed with a knee injury for a good chunk of this year. He had the shoulder injury. And I think some people have been a little disappointed or underwhelmed with Dominic Easley's contributions to this defensive line. Sum it all up for me. Where is Dominic Easley right now?
I don't think he's a huge part of what they're doing on defense right now. It doesn't mean he won't be, and it doesn't mean it's a bad pick or anything like that. But I do think physically he's been a little bit limited throughout the season. I think he's missed some practice time, and I think for a rookie that's a little bit more important than just a regular veteran who's been around and in the system. And I do think physically he's fighting through some things. Now, how much this has affected him, I think he also missed practice on Tuesday this week, which they had an extra practice
yes.
this week because of the bye week. So if he were 100%, I would think he'd be out there 100% of the time, given the fact that he's so inexperienced. So he's dealing with some stuff. He's fighting through it. My guess is he'll play on Sunday. He'll be part of the game, but I don't think he'll be someone that you're looking for to necessarily make a huge impact. He's a contributing member of the front seven.
I'm generally not the easiest of graders, Paul. You know, I tend
but
to
I'm
have
an
some...
easy grader on this one.
I just find that. It easy. To me, this year is a total, he can do whatever he wants
yeah.
because he's a rookie, and rookies have a hard time often trying to find a spot for themselves and having an impact, and he's a rookie coming off an ACL. And I was willing to give Rob Gronkowski the benefit of the doubt. I was willing to give, Wes Welker that year the benefit of the doubt, because I think when you come back from an ACL, there is an acclimation period. There's a period when you're getting back to full strength and health. Combine that with being a rookie. I really feel like whatever, anything you get almost from Easley is gravy, is a bonus. And then next year we start maybe holding him to a higher standard and a tougher grading curve, so to speak.
And I would agree with that wholeheartedly, especially for a rookie.
Elsewhere on the injury report, the probables. Tom Brady will probably play against Andrew Luck and the Colts, which is good news for the Patriots, because it would probably scare the hell out of Patriots Nation if Tom Brady didn't play. Ankle injury, full participation all week. He'll be on the field in Indy. Matthew Slater, shoulder.
Huh? You sure?
Am I sure he's going to be on the field? 1,000%.
Okay.
I'm more sure he'll be on the field than I'm sure that I'm actually sitting here right now doing this podcast.
I'm going to tweet that out. Jumbo Hart guarantees that Brady will be on the field.
Go with it. I'm fine with it. Matthew Slater, limited all week, full participation on Friday. He has the shoulder injury. He's probable. Akeem Ayers was not on the practice field Friday, but it was listed as not injury-related. And earlier in the week, Brandon LaFell missed practice time with what is reportedly strep throat. So those are the injury situation for the Patriots, I would say, is pretty good right now. You're without Chandler Jones. That's bad, obviously. You already have the injuries you've dealt with to Ridley and Jerod Mayo. But in terms of the rest of the players you have on the roster, they're in a pretty good state of health and ready to go against a challenge. Real quickly, we'll look at the Colts injury report. Out. So sad. The only two players listed on this injury report out, Paul, are the brothers Jones. Chandler for New England, Arthur for the Colts. Ankle, limited practice this week, late in the week. Missed it on Wednesday, but he is out for the game. Gosder Cherilis, the former BC player, has a groin injury. He is questionable. Did not practice Wednesday, Thursday. Full participation on Friday. Then they have a bunch of guys that are probable. Eric Walden, quad. Victor Butler, hamstring. Josh McNary, ankle. Oh, boy. Henoch Mwamba, you know him? Toe. And Reggie Wayne, not injury-related, did not participate on Wednesday, but he is probable after full participation the rest of the week. So the Colts, relatively healthy. Are you excited about this football game, Paul
Perillo? Very much so. Very much so. I'm anxious to see how the Patriots' defense matches up with the Colts' offense. I'm anxious to see if Andrew Luck can sort of show us, because we haven't seen, as Patriots fans, we haven't seen what everybody else has seen. With Andrew Luck, we've seen some flashes, but we've seen 7 interceptions in 2 games. So I'm anxious to see if he's able to put it together and let's get a shootout going. I think that would be as entertaining as you could possibly hope for.
And
I would like to see it and talk about Sunday night.
That might set up a great Brady Luck 4 in the postseason.
I was just talking about the postgame show.
Oh, and it'll be a good postgame show. And that's a good reminder, Paul Perillo, the PPGS Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social Sunday evening, 6 p.m. We will be here along with Mark Bertrand to get you ready for this big battle in Indy. And then a few hours later, we'll be here to talk about the big battle in Indy on the Xbox One postgame show. And that's the next time you'll hear from us until next Friday on another Patriots.com roster report podcast. For Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart. Enjoy the music and peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.